The Old Courthouse. Like getting to the museum, the 8th and Pine Metro Link station is located about 4 blocks away, which is far more walkable with the use of adaptive GPS apps on a smartphone or with the use of assisted GPS devices. There are parking meters outside the courthouse that sighted companions may utilize for their convenience. Per usual, rideshare apps, cabs, and Metro Colorado service will be able to drop off passengers directly in front of the main entrance or within easy walking distance from the old courthouse. Tours are typically offered hourly throughout the day, and they are a terrific way for blind and visually impaired visitors to take in the rich history and architecture of the courthouse. Due to an ongoing nationwide labor shortage and COVID-19 protocol, hourly tours may not be available. The staff's ability to offer hourly tours also depends on the daily availability of rangers, so calling ahead prior to your visit is highly encouraged for the most up-to-date information and schedules. The information provided by the tour guides really helps visitors to step back in time and view the wide array of activities that took place at this historic landmark, and if the guides are aware of any group members with visual impairments, they can provide adequate physical descriptions of the architecture and surroundings. Blind and visually impaired patrons can ask to touch the architecture of the building and other structural features that are accessible and within easy reach. Many of the tours conclude in a restored 19th century courtroom where the visitors are free to examine replicas of the judge's bench, the witness box, and other key furnishings of typical 19th century courtroom. If this final aspect of the tour is omitted due to time constraints, visitors may ask to be shown the room personally, providing that an available ranger can be found. The Old Courthouse also has an excellent short film on the Dred Scott case, which is shown at regular intervals throughout the day. According to the courthouse staff, the movie used to have an audio descriptive version, but the disc which contained the descriptions deteriorated and was never replicated. However, I do not believe a descriptive track will be necessary for a visually impaired viewer due to the film's own astounding narration throughout. There are a couple of aspects of the old courthouse which could give the blind or visually impaired visitor some challenge. There are a couple of small exhibits on the Dred Scott case, an exhibit on the history of St. Louis, and a collection of paintings and engravings in the main rotunda that commemorate the construction and history of the old courthouse. As with most standard museum displays, these exhibits consist of nameplates, photographs, and items behind glass with no additional auditory or tactile formats. The old courthouse also serves several beautiful scale dioramas of the building, steam-powered riverboats, and other related items. For the sake of preserving these three-dimensional works of art, the dioramas are enclosed in a glass case. Blind and visually impaired guests will benefit from sighted assistance in visualizing these smaller exhibits. Thanks to the same outstanding enhancements projects as the Jefferson Expansion Memorial Museum, the courthouse also received worthy updates that greatly enhanced exhibit accessibility as of 2018. Combined with transportation accessibility and free admission to the courthouse, makes this attraction a historic landmark worth visiting for both blind and sighted persons alike.